It's time now for live high school basketball on WCBO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Happy holidays, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're in Bainbridge. It's a girls' MAC battle tonight between Bainbridge, Guilford, and Unadilla Valley. Want to welcome you all into the Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots. Both are in Sydney, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and over on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, right across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Our first time coming to you here from BG this year, and boy, folks, if you maybe you're tuning in for the first time this year and, you know, you're used to the dominance that BG has brought to the table, some things have changed, not in a bad way, but things are just much different this year here in Bainbridge, and I thought this was an intriguing matchup here tonight between the Storm and the Bobcats. We'll take a break here on our Butler Auto tip-off show. Just wanted to set the scene for you, and we come back. Want to talk a little bit more about that. These teams have already met once this year. They met last weekend in the Sherburne-Earlville tournament in the first round, and UV won that game 37-21. So we'll talk some more about that, go in-depth when we come back here live from BG tonight. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you in 60 seconds here on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales and Service in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, a top-quality service department, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales and Service, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. The Butler Auto family wishes you a happy and safe holiday season.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and, of course, online at WCDOsports.com. Thanks for listening to us as well, and that's all courtesy of SFCU. So is our game audio archive. We record these games. We'll upload them on our website. It's a free download anytime at WCDOsports.com. We were going to be with you earlier this week on Tuesday. It was actually one of the rare nights, and this doesn't happen very often. There were 13 games on the local schedule. We were set to do the Morris boys at Franklin for a Tri-Valley League matchup, and all 13 games in our coverage area got canceled, either with schools closing for the day or canceling after-school activities. So normally if there's 13 games, you know, one or two is still going to be on because there were schools on Tuesday that weren't closed. In fact, I kind of felt bad for the Morris boys. They didn't get a delay. They didn't get a day off from school. They were open. They went to school, and they had practice. They didn't cancel after-school activities either. So that game was canceled because Franklin closed for the day. So the poor Morris guys, you know, I guess they had to do the whole go-to-school thing, but they weren't rewarded with a game later at night. So our Tuesday game got canceled. So we'll have this game tonight and tomorrow, folks. Circle it on the calendar. Maybe one of the biggest boys matchups we'll have all season long. The Delhi boys at the Green boys. A possible MAC championship preview, maybe even a Section 4 Class C championship preview. That's going to be over in Green tomorrow night for a 7:15 tip. Do not miss that game. If you can get there in person, I highly recommend it. That's going to be a fantastic boys game tomorrow night. Two teams that are absolutely firing like it's the Old West to start the season. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Back to our contest here tonight. We're in Bainbridge. It's the BG girls hosting at Unadilla Valley. Now, just last weekend in the opening round of the Sherburne-Earlville tournament, UV comes away with a 37-21 victory. Now, just to set the scene a little bit here, BG is playing with six girls this year, and a lot of their big guns did not come out to play on the team this year. We would have had Erica Selfridge back. Of course, Abby Selfridge graduated, had over 1,000 points, over 1,000 rebounds, a stellar career for this BG program, which has just become such a juggernaut over the last couple of years. I believe it's five straight MAC championships that they've won. Of course, won a sectional title 2 years ago, went on to states. But the only starter returning is Macy Leisure. It's a lot of new faces. It's a lot of new young players that have come up. Erica Selfridge is doing indoor track, and she's broken a couple of school records already, so you can't fault her. Some other players did not come out this year that have played in the past, and so Bob Conway, the longtime head coach, has six players, and that's just what he has, and he's completely fine with it. The kids are fine with it. Everything seems to be okay, and they've had a good start to the season. But again, only six players. Have to be careful if they get in foul trouble, and maybe just not the firepower they've had the last couple of years with those loaded teams. UV is returning some good talent. They did graduate some players like Shelby Mead last year, but you know, they return some great scoring in Kylie George, Megan White, Sophie Off, so they're off to a good start to the season as well. We'll take a break here. We're going to pause for the national anthem and the singing of that, and of course the starting lineups as well. But this should be a good matchup. I think BG's looking for some revenge from the Sherburne-Earlville tournament, and UV wants to keep their winning streak rolling here. So I'm Nate Lull. We'll pause again for the national anthem, the starting lineup. When we come back, it's a Thursday night MAC Girls Clash in Bainbridge on WCDO. Stay tuned.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Winter is here, and Butler Auto Sales and Service in Sydney will keep your vehicle running during these cold months. The Butler Auto Service team is one of the best in the area, servicing and repairing all vehicles, no matter where you bought it. Plus, we're stocked with a huge selection of snow tires. And in case of a winter fender bender, Butler Auto Sales and Service features low mileage clean rentals. Butler Auto Sales and Service, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. The Butler Auto family wishes you a happy and safe holiday season.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
UV Girls visiting BG tonight. We're live in Bainbridge. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We have Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Always a big thank you to Jim. Here's our starting lineup. First four visiting UV and longtime head coach Brandy Whitbeck. They will start with senior number two, Kylie George. Senior number 10, Kayla Christian. They have junior number 13, Sophie Off. Senior number 15, Megan White. And junior number 34, Claire Converse. On the other side for longtime head coach for the BG girls, Bob Conway. Let's see, they are going to start with number 5, junior Sarah Canestra. They have freshman number 12, Celeste Baldwin. Senior, the lone senior on this team, number 13, Macy Leisure. They have sophomore number 14, Danielle McKenty. And number 15, a junior, Taylor Parsons. So again, a whole new look to this BG team. Gone is Abby Selfridge. She's gone on to play Division II volleyball at Clarion University down in Pennsylvania. Of course, Megan Palmateer graduated 2 years ago. Again, Erica Selfridge doing indoor track this year instead of instead of playing basketball. Corey Thornton, a three-point sharpshooter from a year ago, graduated. A lot of different things happening here for BG, but so far they've come out with these six girls, and they've done a very nice job. UV finished second in that Sherburne-Earlville tournament, losing to Vernon Verona Sherrill, a very good Class B school, in the championship game. BG did bounce back and defeat Sherburne-Earlville in the consolation game, 54-50, and that was last week up in Sherburne. So we are all set to go. BG is in the white uniforms, the navy blue trim, says Bobcats in navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. The UV Storm are in the road, black uniforms with the purple and the white trim, says Lady Storm in purple and white lettering across the front of the uniform there. UV will go left to right, and BG will win the opening tip. They will go right to left. And we are underway between the Bobcats and the Storm here in Bainbridge. We've got the new scoreboards on either end of the gym here in Bainbridge as well. Those are looking very sharp here tonight. BG's going to take it right to the bucket. A right-handed layup is up and good for Taylor Parsons. That's a good start there for the BG Bobcats. So we are underway here in this MAC contest tonight in Bainbridge. Kylie George will get it across midcourt. Bounce pass to the right side for Kayla Christian. Finds a cutter, and that's Sophie off into the paint. Tosses one up. Left-handed layup was too strong. Rebound for McKenzie, and an outlet pass here to Macy Leiser. And she's the one, the senior, the lone returning player on this team that's going to have to make things go. But she's returning from an ACL injury that she had in the MAC championship a year ago down at the University of Binghamton against Unitego. She's bounced back very well, came back and had a full soccer season as well. BG with the basketball, 8 on the shot clock. Top of the key, McGentee fires away. Left it short, rebound here for Kylie George. George down the right wing side. Wants to take it coast to coast. The layup is good. And that's what Kylie George does best in transition. She can score and she can really fill it up. I caught them for a game against Green last week where she had 16 points. So 6:45 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 2-2 between the BG girls and UV. Here's Canestra straight away. Tries to go to the bank, and it's open for a long two right behind the free throw line. So Sarah Canestra, the junior, puts it in. Very reminiscent of her older sister Jill, who was another three-point marksman here for head coach Bob Conway. And now back the other way, Kayla Christian will take it to the bucket and won't be denied there. She lowered the shoulder, made herself some room, and got the layup to go. So we're tied at 4 with 6:15 to go in the opening quarter in Bainbridge. Right side now for BG. And this will be Celeste Baldwin. The freshman tries a 3. It's too strong. Megan White, the senior for UV, with a rebound. Down the left wing side, wants to go all the way, is fouled. The layup won't go, but she'll be shooting 2 with 6:03 to go in the first quarter. Again, thanks for joining us earlier for the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has a large selection of clean pre-owned vehicles on two lots on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Megan White to the line. First shot is up and good. And so Megan will step in for her second shot. So both teams have started off shooting the ball very well here so far tonight. Second shot for Megan is good. So she goes 2-for-2 at the line, and UV has a fresh 6-4 lead over BG. 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter. BG back down the floor, crossing the Bobcat logo. This is Leiser, goes to the far side for McEntee. McEntee goes back up to Baldwin, straightaway 3 for her. Died on the front of the rim, no good. The rebound, and the player is fouled. That's Sarah Canestra, was right there to Windex the glass. Got slapped on the wrist as she went back up for the putback. Shot wouldn't go, and she'll step to the charity stripe. With 5:44 to go here in the first quarter, if you're just joining us, you haven't missed much. It is UV 6, BG 4. Haven't missed much of the game, I should say. There has been some good action so far. Canestra misses the first shot and will step back in for her second opportunity. Canister takes a deep breath, lets this one fly, left it short. Ball is off the hands there of Claire Converse, who is wrestling and scrambling for the rebound, so it'll stay with the Bobcats. With 5:43 to go in the first quarter, Bobcats trailing by 2. Ball is tipped away, all the way back up to midcourt. Bobcats will keep it in. They go to Leiser. Leiser gets to the foul line. Backs down, still has control of the ball. On the baseline, pull-up jumper is too strong. Rebound here for Kayla Christian. Off the opening shot of the night there for Macy Leiser. 5:25 to go, first quarter. It's UV6 and BG4. Christian again tries to take it to the rim. A lot of contact there, lost control of the ball. No call, but UV holds on to it. Now they go to Claire Converse, and she's fouled by Taylor Parsons. Now with BG only having the 6 players total, Coach Conway, I'm sure, is having to constantly play a chess match here with who he can keep in the game and who he can't. Team foul situation, BG with 2, UV with 1. First foul of the night there on Taylor Parsons. Converse to the line for UV. Her first shot is good. So Claire Converse gets her first shot to go, and UV opens up a 7-4 lead over BG. Second shot coming. Converse stepping in, taking her time, And this shot is rattles in and out, no good. Rebound off the hands of Leisure into the hands here of Taylor Parsons and back up the floor for BG with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. UV leading 7-4. Leisure with a little crossover move to the left side. Now we'll go back to Celeste Baldwin, the freshman on this team. And you know when a player is special when Coach Conway brings them up during their ninth grade year. Ball is intercepted there as Taylor Parsons tried to go to Macy Leisure in the high post. It was skipped away. Now here's Sophie off back up the left side of the floor. Shot was too strong. Hopped the back iron and a rebound for Baldwin. So 4:35 to go in the first quarter. It's 7-4. UV is on top of Bainbridge-Guilford. Right side of the floor now for BG as they go right to left. They're in the white with the navy blue trim tonight. Here's Baldwin at the top of the key. 15 on the shot clock, surveying her options. Now we'll go back to McEntee. McEntee is going to pass one to Parsons. 5 on the shot clock. Baldwin with a killer crossover gets into the paint, tosses it up. It's off the mark, and a rebound here for UV. Here's Megan White back up the floor. Puts on the brakes, wants to set up the offense. No, charges ahead through traffic and scores on a left-handed layup. Nice read there by Megan. She saw kind of the Red Sea part, got right into the lane, and scores it. So UV leads 9-4 with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Here's Leisure, left side, wants to take it to the rim, is fouled, and will head to the charity stripe here. Shot couldn't go. Foul will be on Kylie George with 3:52 to go in the first quarter. So Leisure will step in to shoot two. Kylie George with two quick fouls will have to head to the bench. And so Emily Hill will step in here for UV. Kylie George, a very good player, very good scorer. And now will be on the bench here for UV. Leisure misses the first shot, so she's still looking for her first point of the night here. Again, 3:52 to go first quarter tonight on CDO. It's the UV girls on the road in Bainbridge taking on BG, and they lead 9-4. Leisure's second shot is good, so maybe that'll get Macy going. And it's 9-5. Megan White back up the floor, left side, setting up the offense here for the Storm. Passing to Kayla Christian on the left side of the floor to Converse. Tried to go back out to Hill. It's intercepted here by BG. Numbers if they can hurry. McEntee goes back down the floor, finds Taylor Parsons, back out to Leisure. Long two here for Macy is good. Splash for Macy Leisure, and she's got 3 points. And it's right back to a two-point ball game. UV 9 and BG 7 with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Megan White at the top of the key. Holding on to it, picked up her dribble in a tough spot, finds Christian now at the right elbow. Pump fakes, tries to go to the post on the low block here for Sophie Off. Off the glass, and the kiss is good there for Sophie Off. And UV pumps that lead up to 11-7 as we come up on 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Leisure, left side. We'll now go to Taylor Parsons. Parsons skips it across for Baldwin on the baseline. Little reverse layup, and oh, just too strong. Rolled around the rim and then popped free. Outlet pass to White, and UV is going now as the pace really starting to pick up. White with a bounce pass to Converse at the high post, dribbles into the paint, blocked there by Taylor Parsons, and BG comes away with the round ball. 2:35 to go first quarter. Nice crossover by Macy. Into the paint, she's fouled, goes tumbling down to the floor. Helped up there by Megan White. Love the sportsmanship with 2:35 to go in the first quarter. Fun for me there on a personal note. Megan and Macy have both played on my spring AAU team that I have, and I know they're good buddies off the court, so good to see them bounce into each other and then help each other up there. Some good friendly rivalry stuff. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Right side for Baldwin. She's going to fire a three. It's too strong. Rebound here for Sophie Off, who's been doing a great job windexing the glass. Off down the floor, into the paint, tosses it up. No good. Gets her own rebound, and she's fouled. Shot wouldn't go, but she'll head to the line with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. UV leading 11-7, and they're looking to stack onto this lead here. So Sophie Off, the talented junior guard, will head to the line here and settle in. Deep breath for Off, lets the first one fly. It's good. So Sophie Off with three points. So Megan White has four, Sophie Off with three to lead UV so far. On the other side, it's Macy Leisure with three, leading BG in a pretty even first quarter here in Bainbridge. Second shot for Off is up and good. Swish. So make that 4 points apiece for White and Off. And UV has extended that lead back out to 13-7 with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. BG going right to left there at the right elbow. Now they reverse it to the left side here for Baldwin. Baldwin looking for her shot. Picks it up in a tough spot at the top of the key. Now goes to Parsons. Taylor, that is, left side. Back up to Canestra with 10 clicks to go on the shot clock. Leaves one off for McEntee. McEntee tries to find Macy Leisure down low. It was deflected. Back out to McEntee. Puts up a shot. Rolled around the rim but wouldn't go. A rebound here for Megan White. White rips it back down the floor. Dishes one out to the left side for Sophie Off, and her shot was off the front of the rim. White with a rebound. It tipped out of bounds with a minute 37 to go in the first quarter. Goes back to BG. Makes it 13-7. Now checking into the game will be Jordan Parsons, another freshman. And McEntee will head to the bench. So again, when you only have one person on the bench, BG has six. You can only do so much, so everyone's got to really be in good shape and stay out of foul trouble. Minute and a half to go in the first quarter. It's 13-7. Unadilla Valley on top of Bainbridge-Guilford here in Bainbridge tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Appreciate you listening in tonight to this high school basketball game. We'll have a foul. Let's see who this is on. It's going to be an illegal screen, I believe, on BG. Yes, it is. It's going to be on the new player into the game, Jordan Parsons. She was trying to set a screen to set up Macy Leisure to cut into the high post area, and I think it was kind of like a football holding call almost. So a minute 20 to go, first quarter. Again, Unadilla Valley leading Bainbridge-Guilford at 13-7. UV trying to put an exclamation point here on a very good first period. Again, on the road, tough place to play. Crowd is good tonight, but they've been pretty quiet so far. Kayla Christian with a move. Crossed over her defender and lays it up and in. So Kayla Christian now with 4 points. And with a minute to go in the first quarter, it's 15-7. Back down the floor here for Macy Leisure at the top of the key. Leisure goes to the right side, wants to pull up for a jumper. It's too strong. Rebound for UV and Emily Hill, who tracked it down. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hill trying to get out of the backcourt, and she does just in time. Now finds Megan White on the Bobcat logo. 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. White at the top of the key. White with a bounce pass finds Hill right side. Wants to get into the paint. Picks up her dribble. Ball is tipped to the outside. Both teams scrambling for it here. Six on the shot clock, but UV threw it away before they could get a shot off. Good defense there by BG. And this would be big here for the Bobcats if they could score to end the frame here and keep this a manageable game. They trail 15-7 right now. 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Back down the floor. They will go here to Parsons. Jordan on the left side. Down to 12 seconds to go. They're trying to get it to Leisure, but she has really been swaddled up by this defense so far. Back to Leisure, left side. Dishes one into the corner, now back for Parsons. Give and go right back to Leisure. Two on the clock. She'll fire up a three off the mark, and that'll do it for the first quarter. 15-7 is the score. UV is on top of the BG girls. We'll be back here on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Start of the second quarter here in Bainbridge. It's 15-7. UV is on top here of Bainbridge-Guilford. One note tonight, there is going to be, well, possibly a new member of the 1,000 Career Point Club. It's in a boys' game locally tonight. When I get word on that, I will give you more details, but it's something I'm keeping an eye on and will keep you updated on. Start the second quarter. UV's going to take it right to the rim here with Kayla Christian. Her shot won't go. Macy Leisure will bring it down the floor. Dishes one off for Baldwin underneath, and she's fouled. Shot wouldn't find the bottom of the bucket there. But Baldwin will head to the line looking for her first points of the night. So again, 7:39 to go in the second quarter. UV with a 15-7 lead, and I think it's important for BG, especially here in the second quarter, you got to try to keep this manageable before the halftime break. Baldwin's first shot rattles in and out. Boy, it's been like there has been a lid on the rim so far for the Bobcats. Second shot coming for Baldwin. Again, six players on this BG team, and two of them are freshmen, including Baldwin. Second shot won't go. Rebound for Converse, outlet pass to Megan White, and UV's trying to take advantage of having this lead on the road against BG early in the second quarter. White's going to try to go coast to coast. Her rebound there had a little bit too much spice on it. Hit off the front of the rim. Rebound is a jump ball, and the possession arrow is going to favor the BG Bobcats. So again, BG's getting opportunities here. They just have to make something of it as they trail 15-7 early in the second quarter. About 7.5 minutes to go in this second quarter. Here is Parsons on the right side. Three-point line extended. Goes back to Baldwin at the top of the key. To the right elbow, back out for Taylor Parsons. Looking for some options as BG runs through their signature man-to-man offense. Eight on the shot clock. Parsons will hand one off now to Macy Leisure. Comes up to the top of the key, has to force it. Shot rattles in and out, would not go down. I swear it was halfway down before it popped free, but she was fouled and will head to the line. And I think that's what's tough here for Macy, being the lone returning starter. There's a lot of moments where she's got to go get that ball and maybe force a shot while the other players are still figuring out this offense a little bit, how you can use it, because, I mean, opposing coaches know what Coach Conway is going to do, what his offense does, but what's amazing is it still always works. As Macy heads to the line, first shot is good. So she has four. And it's because the players are so good at executing it. They know all the little tricks of it, what the options are. Second shot here for Leisure is good. So Leisure goes 2 for 2. She's got a team high 5 points. But I think this new group still getting their feet wet a little bit with this offense. It's a 6-point ball game. UV 15, BG 9, 6:50 to go in the second quarter tonight in Bainbridge from BG High School. UV at the top of the key. Here's Megan White. Pump fakes, gets into the paint, wants to take it to the rim. Again, too much mustard on it. Rolls out of bounds and is going to go back to BG. That's two really good drives there for White. Just a little bit too much on them. And I think a lot of times anticipating that contact. And then if you don't get it, your shot's off. So BG with an opportunity to cut this lead a little bit more. Here's Taylor Parsons. Takes it to the rim. Good aggressive right-handed layup is good for Parsons. She's had some big nights so far this year. They're going to need another one. Tonight, it's back to a 4-point game. UV 15, BG 11. BG goes down low. It's stripped away by Taylor Parsons and an outlet pass to Baldwin. BG's right back in this game with 6 minutes to go before the halftime break, and it's 15-11. UV up by four on the road here in the MAC. Top of the key for Canestra. Goes to Baldwin. Boy, she wants that three, but doesn't pull the trigger. Goes into the right low post for Macy Leisure. Leisure dribbles it back out, still controlling it. Pull-up jumper here for Macy is too short. Skim the front of the rim. Parsons with a rebound, pulls it down. She puts it up off the back of the iron, and it won't go. And this time, UV cleans up the glass and will bring it up the floor. UV still playing without Kylie George, who picked up those two early fouls and has been on the bench since then. That game was only about 3 minutes old at that time. So it's UV 15, BG 11. A long two-pointer is good for Kayla Christian. She's got six. Boy, foot was right on the line there. That's about the longest two you can take from the right side. And so it's UV 18. Actually, no, they gave her the three, it looks like. Okay, I thought the signal was that the foot was on the line, but they gave her that three ball. So Kayla Christian now with 7 points. We'll see if they change that or not. In the meantime, Leisure comes down. She's going to have a chance here on the baseline, but had nowhere to go. She was double-teamed, has to pull it back out, wants to fire a three, and got it. Macy Leisure's got eight, and she's keeping BG in this ball game. It's back to a 4-point game. UV 18, BG 14. Smart move there by Leisure. She was double teamed down in the right low block, and that's the beauty of her game. She could take it out and hit a three if she needs to. Gets a rebound here off a missed UV shot. Back down the floor. She's trying to go coast to coast. Pulls it out, goes to Canestra for a long two. Ends up being more like a pass to the far side for McEntee, and back out. Baldwin straight away for three. This one hits off the front of the rim and won't go down. It swirled around and popped out. This time a rebound for the Storm. coming up on 4:15 to go in the second quarter. UV ahead by 4, 18-14 in Bainbridge tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Appreciate you listening to some pre-holiday basketball here, folks. Last couple of games before we head to the Christmas break, and now a steal by BG. Back up the floor for Baldwin. She crosses the Bobcats logo at midcourt. Dumping one into the corner now for Macy Lazier. Slows down the pace a little bit. You can just see Coach Conway over at the bench. It's almost like he's pulling the strings out there. Okay, you go here, you go there. Top of the key here for the Bobcats. They'll go to Canestra, left side, 10 on the shot clock. Boy, they are really working this clock. Canestra will go back to Lazier, 5 on the shot clock. Macy's going to have to make something happen. Steps in, fires up a shot, going to be a charge. She was trying to create some space and pushed off a little bit too much with that forearm. Good defense there by Kayla Christian. Coming back into the game now is Sophie Off, and Madison Sales will check in as well for the Storm. With 3:35 to go, second quarter, still a four-point game. We got a good one here tonight, folks. UV leading 18-14. UV is in the black uniforms with the purple and the white trim. They go left to right here in the second quarter, leading by 4. Here is Hill at the top of the key. Dribble drive. Now we'll go to Megan White. Down low, turn around. Baby hook is good for Megan White. And she has 6 points. And it's 20-14. Good, strong, low post move there from White. 3:10 to go in the second quarter. It's 20-14. UV is on top. Bobcats with the basketball. They go to the top of the key now for Lizer. 15 on the shot clock. Macy wants to make a move, pulls up, and gets it to go. Hit off the front of the rim and then plopped in. And Lizer's got 10, and then they needed all 10. So it's UV 20 and BG 16 with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. White is directing traffic here for the Storm. Goes to the right side, almost like a quarterback out there. Left side for Sophie Off. Gets around a screen. Now reverses back the other way. Triple threat position goes to Hill on the right side. Hill gets tripped up through a double team. They're fighting for it on the floor. We'll have a jump ball. And the arrow is going to keep it with UV. Make sure to stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. A lot of games on tap here tonight. And we'll also, like I said, be keeping an eye on that 1,000-point scorer that could be added to that club tonight. And now we'll have a shot clock violation on UV. They didn't even know that was coming. They inbounded the ball, and the time quickly slipped away from them. And it's going to go back here to BG. We're going to have a timeout, though. UV will take it with 2:26 to go in the second quarter. It's UV 20 and BG 16. A MAC girls battle tonight. We'll be back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. A lot of scores starting to pour into my phone here as we'll try to get you updated on some of those at our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. It's a big night, couple of tournaments on the boys' side, one on the girls' side. Of course, the Morris tournament is this weekend. Well, it starts tonight on the girls' side. Boys will start tomorrow. So a lot going on. Out of the timeout, BG's going to take it right to the rim. A great backdoor cut there by Lizer, and Baldwin found her with the pass. And it's 20-18, so BG has really dug out of this hole, and we got a great game here. So we come up on 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. UV leading 20-18, so they lead by two. Here is Candace York, who's into the game. Forces a shot off the rim, rolled around, won't go. Rebound here for the BG Bobcats. Back down the floor for Lizer, front of the UV bench, as BG in the white uniforms with the navy blue trim goes right to left. The right low block for Parsons. Parsons back out to Canestra. Canestra finds Baldwin for three, got it. There's the shot they were looking for. Celeste Baldwin hits her first shot of the night. BG takes the lead 21-20. BG had only scored 21 points last weekend when they played UV. So a much improved first half here for the Bobcats. Megan White steps in once, a long two. Hit the side of the rim on the right side and wouldn't go. Parsons with another rebound. 1:10 to go before the halftime break. BG leads by a point, 21-20. So here is Baldwin. Again, three-point line extended straight away from the basket. Goes to McEntee on the right wing side. Back to Canestra. Canestra looking to work it into the post. Now goes to Baldwin. Now they do find Macy Leisure. Little give and go back to Baldwin. She couldn't handle the pass, and UV will take it away. Back up the floor for York. UV has it. They'll reverse to the near side here for Hill. Hill's shot rolls off the back of the rim. Sophie off the rebound. It won't go. Baldwin another rebound. This is where it kills to have Kylie George on the bench with those two fouls. But I got to agree with Coach Whitbeck. Keep her on the bench. Keep her safe. Long game to go in the second half still. 25 seconds to go, second quarter. BG with the ball in a one-point lead. And now a timeout taken here by Bob Conway and BG. We'll step away. 23 seconds to go before halftime. And we'll be right back with the score BG 21 and UV 20 on WCDO.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. We have 23 seconds to go in the second quarter. BG with the ball and a one-point lead, 21-20, here in this girls' MAC battle tonight. BG looking for a good shot. They go to Baldwin out of the timeout. The three just won't go down. A little too much zip on it. UV with a rebound. 8 seconds left. They bring it up the floor. They find Megan White. White straight away wants to take it to the basket. Left-handed layup. Didn't have enough air under it, and that'll do it. She got a good look. Did everything but finish. And then the halftime horn sounds. Both coaches shaking their heads right now saying, all right, what do we do? This is a tight ball game. How do I get some separation? So our halftime score is 21-20. The BG girls are on top of UV. They trailed for most of the first half, but a nice little run there, including a three ball from Celeste Baldwin, gives BG the lead at the break. We'll come back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. I'm Nate Lowe. Again, our halftime score, 21-20 here in Bainbridge tonight. BG girls on top of UV. We'll be back on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy
this holiday season. Thank you and happy holidays from all of us at Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta.
The Cuzzo family from RC Sales and Service on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla takes this time to wish their customers and friends a happy holiday. RC Sales and Service has served the area's automotive repair and towing needs for over 25 years. They hope your holidays are filled with peace and happiness and remind you to keep safety in mind. Celebrate responsibly. Remember RC Sales and Service for used car parts, 24-hour towing, and all vehicle repairs. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Happy holidays and happy new year from your friends at RC Sales and Service.
Christmas tree, and for the hard-to-buy-for handyman in your life, gift certificates are available in any amount at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. It's time now for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, brought to you by Marabito. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself at Marabito. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. If you're pumping gas right now, folks, you're freezing your butt off, so you might as well save some money instantly right at the pump with Marabito. Call them at 563-HEAT. That's a good number to keep handy this time of year. Boy, the weather has been tough this week. Canceling a bunch of games on Tuesday, a couple on Wednesday. It's just been hard, and, you know, when it's this cold, too, it's not even just the snow. Some schools are worried about the wind chill advisories and things like that. I was in Hancock last night. I went down to watch the DH girls take on Windsor. Did some Twitter updates for that game. And boy, it was cold when I came out of the Hancock Elementary School there where the gym is. And boy, the wind was just blowing and freezing, and the car is cold, and it's just that time of year. But the trade-off is you get basketball, and basketball is one of the best times of the year. So you live with the cold because you get basketball, so that's great. Again, our halftime score, 21-20. Let's go through our scoring summary. BG's up by a point thanks to 12 points from Macy Leisure. And, you know, every team is going to throw everything they have at Macy this year, so she's doing a good job here so far tonight with 12 points. Taylor Parsons with 4, Celeste Baldwin with 3, Sarah Canestra with 2. On the other side for UV, they're led by senior Kayla Christian with 7 points, Megan White with 6, Sophie Off with 4, Kylie George with 2, Claire Converse with 1. George was in foul trouble. She picked up those 2 quick fouls, sat the rest of the second quarter. A lot of coaches might say, okay, come back in sometime in the second quarter, play careful, but Coach Whitbeck for UV saying, okay, we're going to need you in the second half. This is a tight game. So let's keep her safe. So we'll see if that move pays off in the second half, especially if Kylie can get going. She's such a fantastic scorer and a great athlete. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Let's take a small break, and we'll be back with our halftime score, BG 21, UV 20 on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 21-20, our halftime score. The BG girls up by a single point over UV. All right, we'll let you in on a little secret. We're keeping an eye on Graham Wooden tonight from Oneonta. Coming into tonight's game, he was just a couple of points away from joining the 1,000 career point club. I'm told by Oneonta officials that he would be the third player in school history on the boys' side to reach 1,000 career points. I'm always so amazed when kids hit 1,000 points because it's so hard to do. But I think I have even more respect for a guy like Graham because Oneonta plays all the big Binghamton schools. They're a Class B school. They don't bring a lot of guys up early in their career because they just have good numbers and great athletes. So to be able to do it at a school like Oneonta, I think, is even better. So they're playing tonight at home, which is always great if they can do it at home. They're playing Seton Catholic, who's a very, very good team. So I'm getting updates from Oneonta. As soon as it happens, I'll let you know, and we can all give Graham Wooden a round of applause. So keep your fingers crossed, knock on wood, but he gets his 5 points here tonight. I'm told he got an early bucket, so just a couple of baskets away now for Graham, and just great that he can get it at home. So again, our halftime score, 21-20. Here's some other things that are happening tonight. The Joan Martin Tournament kicks off tonight in Morris. That features Oxford and South Courtright. I'm told that game's already over and that Oxford beat South Courtright, so that's a great game there and a nice win for Oxford. So we'll get you a final score on that. The finals of the Stanford Christmas Tournament were tonight. You had Milford versus Stanford in the consolation game and Walton and Harpersville in the championship game. The Lee Fisher Tournament, legendary local coach Lee Fisher from Davenport. That tournament starts tonight. Jefferson takes on Worcester. Unitego versus Davenport, that's on the boys' side. A lot of non-league games here tonight as well as some Tri-Valley games going on. Ray Clement Tournament starts as well. That's in Morris as well for longtime famous Tri-Valley and Morris coach Ray Clement. Oxford was taking on Sections 3 Frankfurt Schuyler tonight. So I think I'll be in Morris on Saturday. I think that's my plan there, to go up and watch the finals of the Joan Martin and the Ray Clement on Saturday in Morris. Tomorrow, like I said, I will be in Green. The Delhi boys are at Green in a great early season matchup at two teams that are just absolutely balanced and on fire to start the year, especially the Delhi boys. They are just playing at such a high level. But they played Cooperstown to start the season. Cooperstown's the defending state champs. How much more challenging can you get, I guess? But I was about to say, you know, they've played some teams that they should beat, and they've beaten them. So, you know, it's hard to say. But tomorrow night's going to be a very tough test. All right, one last quick break. We'll come back, start of the third quarter here in Bainbridge. BG girls lead 21-20. We'll be back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU, Banking Easier. We are underway to start the third quarter. It's 21-20. BG girls on top by a point. Now they go left to right. Shot clock is winding down, and Baldwin had to throw one up and just might have skimmed the front of the rim there, but would not go. Shot clock violation, says the Zebra Crew. And so it's going to go back to Unadilla Valley. UV's in the black with the purple and the white trim. And BG is in the white with the navy blue trim. UV now going right to left. Here's Kayla Christian with a team-high 7 points in the first half. They'll need some more out of her, and they'll need more from Kylie George. And she's got to stay out of foul trouble. Megan White takes it to the rim. It will not go down. Swirled around the bowl, but wouldn't flush. And it pops back out. So back up the floor here for BG. 1 minute gone in the third quarter. It's 21-20. They go to Taylor Parsons, right side. 3-point line extended. We'll see how BG can get Macy Leiser involved here. She has a game-high 12 points so far. Baldwin will take it to the rim and is fouled before she could get the shot off. Officials say it was on the way up, so she will head to the line with 6:48 to go in the third quarter. So Baldwin, one of two freshmen on this BG team. Again, they only have 6 girls on the team. She can't make the first foul shot. I don't think that's intimidating to Bob Conway. If you look back into his history, back when he was at Mount Upton, I believe he had 6, maybe 7 girls. I think the longtime legend says that he had 6 girls on that Mount Upton team in 86 that went to the state championship game. So I'm sure he's not afraid to have 6 players. Baldwin goes 0-for-2 here. UV back down the floor. Sophie off. I think she thought she traveled as she got into the paint, took that extra step, lofted up a shot, and it just went sailing out of bounds. So BG will get it back. Boy, a young Coach Conway and his Mount Upton girls going all the way to the state finals in Class D for the Mount Upton Mounties. Boy, that must have been a lot of fun to watch back then. I love hearing those stories when he takes the time to tell me. I'm always picking his brain. Hey, all right, tell me about this. Tell me about that. It's a great way to learn. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Still a 21-20 game. Leiser trying to change that Bounces up a three from the right corner. Hits off the side of the rim. Rebound off the missed shot. Back up the floor for UV. Here's White. Gets into the paint. Looking for Claire Converse. Back to White as they try to get the ball over to Kylie George. White instead will pump fake. Gets into the paint. Works it around for Sophie off right side. Now back down low for Kylie George. She's blocked by McEntee. They'll say she got her on the wrist, though. And so George will go to the line. Theme of the second half seems to be defense so far. Both teams really swarming and getting after it here with 5:50 to go in the third quarter. First shot for George won't go. I guess the secondary theme would be cold shooting for both sides to start the third quarter out of the halftime break. Second shot here for Kylie George. No good. Left it short. Off with a rebound. She gets tied up. Jump ball keeps it. The arrow will keep it with UV. Thanks for joining us tonight. Also on WCDOsports.com. Nate Lullen, our in-game producer, Jim Tomeo. He's back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Jim always does a great job. The inbounds pass will go to Sophie off. Left-handed layup is way off the mark. And a rebound for Lijer. Lijer across midcourt. Goes to the left side, pulls it back, looking to set up the offense. Now goes to the right side for Baldwin. Again, BG going left to right in the second half. Left side now for Taylor Parsons. Parsons pulls it down. Back out now for Lijer. Steps back, wants a three, thought about it. Won't pull the trigger. Down to five on the shot clock. Leaves it for Baldwin again. Back to Canestra. Puts one up. It was partially blocked, though, so it doesn't get anywhere near the rim. Ball back to midcourt, stolen away, though, by BG, and they'll hold on. So we're 3 minutes into the third quarter. We haven't had anybody score so far since the halftime break. It's still a one-point game, 21-20. Here's Lijer, gets the ball at the high post, fires a laser, but it's a line drive into the front of the rim, and it won't go. Now for Megan White. Back up the floor, and she's fouled as she goes up for the left-handed layup. Won't go, and she'll head to the line. Good crowd here tonight, but it's been relatively quiet, except when BG was really making that comeback here. They got down as many as eight, I believe it was. Battled back to take the halftime lead. So there is White at the line, and she was sure fired up about making that foul shot. So Megan now has 7 points. Second one coming here for UV's Megan White. It's good. She's got eight. And that is going to give UV a 22-21 lead with 4:45 to go in the third quarter. This looks like it's going to be a tight one for the duration here, folks, so don't turn the dial. It should be a good one, as we expected here tonight between the Storm and the Bobcats. Right side now for Baldwin. Boy, she thought about pulling the trigger on that three, but went cold and didn't do it. Canestra gets stuck in a tough spot. Five on the shot clock, but it was stolen here by Megan White. White is back down the floor, pulls it out. Three-point line extended here, dribbles back up to the top of the key. White directing traffic, 20 on the shot clock. Looking for Kylie George. Cutters are going through, but they're not really passing that much. They go to Sophie off for a long two in the left-hand corner. Foot was on the line. She was kind of straddling it. She's got 6 points, and it's 24-21 with 3:50 to go in the third quarter. So UV back up to a three-point lead. The update on Graham Wooden, I think he's about a point away, folks, as we're keeping an eye on that Oneana game. Lijer into the corner. Wants that three again. She missed one there a second ago, but that one is swish. And she's got 15. So we're tied back up at 24 apiece with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. What a good game here tonight between the Storm and the Bobcats. Storm with the ball going right to left. Converse dumps it down low for off. Shot was partially blocked there by Lijer, and she'll take off. Thought about a long home run pass, but thought better of it. Takes it to the baseline on the right side. Pulls it back out and wants to reset with 20 to go on the shot clock. Good play there by Macy, I think. Just reset things, didn't have any. Works it out for Baldwin, right side for three. Can't get it to go, gets her own rebound, follows her shot and puts it in. Celeste Baldwin now with 5 points. That's a second high on the team. BG leads 26-24 with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. It's a fast-moving game tonight, folks. Now they go to Kylie George, left side. George has it, pulls it down, goes to the right side for Megan White. Wants to set it back up as she shouts out to her team. 10 on the shot clock. BG up by two, 26-24. White wants to take it to the rim, gets it to go, and she's fouled. Megan White with 10, and she'll step in looking for more. Ties this game up to 26 and is looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. She's been good getting to the basket tonight, hasn't been able to finish, I think, as well as she wants to. But she finished on that one and completes the old-fashioned three-point play. So she's got 11 points. She's going to head to the bench here for a quick break. Emily Hill will step back in, playing some big minutes tonight for the UV Storm. So UV, again, ahead by a point, 27-26, 2:20 to go in the third. Here's Liger, top of the key. Liger straight away. Now we'll leave one off for McEntee. McEntee at the right elbow, goes back to Baldwin. Dribble drive into the paint, back for McEntee, 10 on the shot clock. Both teams working it deep in their offense on the shot clock. A little miscommunication here. Ball rolls into the backcourt. They'll say it was tipped, and now it rolls out of bounds on the far side. Nobody really knew what to do with that ball, so they let it go, and it'll stay with BG. 2 minutes to go in the third. It's a one-point lead here for UV. They'll work it in to Baldwin. She only had 1 second to go on the shot clock, and it was blocked. She pretty much had to catch and shoot. Good awareness there by UV. So here is Hill in the backcourt. Finds off, and now goes to Kylie George. George is going to split a double team. Bounce passes far side for Hill. Pull-up jumper is good. There for Emily Hill, and her first basket of the night gives UV a 29-26 lead here in the third with a minute 45 to go. Third quarter in Bainbridge. Here's Liger on a step back. Didn't pull the trigger. We'll go to the far side for McEntee as they run through the progressions on the offense here. They'll find Canestra at the right elbow. Again, was afraid to shoot. Had a hand in her face. Gets it back. Fires it up. Tries a long two. Off the mark. McEntee will get it and finish on the rebound. The old tip drill there for McEntee. We're back to a one-point game with 1:15 to go in the third. UV 29 at BG 28. Right side of the floor now for Hill, who just hit that key jumper a minute ago on that last possession. UV works it inside for Sophie Off. Back across for Kayla Christian. Shot was too strong. Hill with a rebound. Puts it back up. The kiss off the glass is no good. Rebound shot for Sophie Off, and she's fouled. The baby hook wouldn't go, but she'll step into the line with 56 seconds to go in the third quarter. And so Sophie Off now, who's having a nice night offensively, has those 6 points. 6 points goes a long way in a low-scoring affair like this. Steps into the line, first shot, left it short. So UV leads by a point, 29-28, 56 seconds to go here in the third. Off will step in for the second shot. Takes an extra deep breath here on this one and puts it up, and it won't go. Rebound, though, for Claire Converse, and her left-handed layup won't find the bottom of the bucket either. So it remains a one-point game. Don't know how that shot didn't go down. Liger pulls up, wants a three right away. Again, rattles out. Rebound for Converse. Boy, that was a good-looking shot there for Liger, and it wouldn't go. 35 seconds to go in the third. Kylie George steps in for a long two. Too much mustard on that one. Tracks down her own rebound. Puts it up, but it's blocked. BG will come away with a loose change with 30 seconds to go here in the third. Back up the floor now for Liger. Across the half-court timeline. Wants to save it for the final possession of the quarter, it looks like. Now she's got a wide-open lane. Takes it to the rim and can't finish the right-handed layup. She's down on the baseline, but appears to be okay. I think she's just mad at herself for missing that layup. Boy, the Red Sea parted, and she had a wide-open layup and just couldn't finish. So 15 seconds here to go in the third. It's UV 29, BG 28. George in the backcourt. They'll work it across the half-court timeline as BG shows a little press here. Hill, with a bounce pass, finds George. She's double-teamed in the corner, works her way out of it, takes it to the rim, up and in. Big bucket there for Kylie George. And that'll do it. End of the third quarter. It's UV 31, BG 28. We'll have the exciting fourth quarter when we come back on WCDO.
Need a little holiday dough? You need the SFCU MasterCard credit card. There's no annual fee, a low interest rate, zero balance transfer fees, cash advances, fraud monitoring, and a 25-day grace period for purchases. So this holiday season, increase your purchasing power and add flexibility to your financial life with an SFCU MasterCard credit card. When you're approved, you'll receive your card instantly. Apply in person or online. The SFCU MasterCard Credit Card. Visit one of our convenient branches in Sydney, Bainbridge, Walton, Delhi, Oneonta, Norwich, Green, and Hancock. Or go to sfcuonline.org. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. SFCU. Banking easier.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So UV pushes ahead of BG 31-28 as we hit the fourth quarter. It's a great game here, folks. Megan White has 11 points for the Storm. That's a team high. And Macy Leiser has 15 points for BG. As we get you set for the start of the fourth quarter in what has been a back-and-forth great MAC girls battle, as we highly suspected coming into tonight's game. So BG will start the fourth quarter with the basketball going left to right. They go to the right side now for Parsons. Parsons will find Canestra at the top of the key. UV is sticking with their man-to-man here, doing the best they can to shut down Macy Leiser. Kayla Christian is trying to defend her. Leiser is trying to find position and get some real estate down on the low post. Gets the ball, has to pull it back out. Five on the shot clock. Canestra on the baseline. Dumps it down low for Parsons. Her shot was blocked, and Converse comes away with it. Blocked it and then ripped it out of midair. Converse has played very well here so far tonight for UV. 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Kylie George backs it out. Bounce pass to the far side. Steps in. Long shot here for UV is off the mark. Rebound for George, though. Wants to put it up, and it rolls off the rim twice. Rebound for Leiser. And we're going to have a foul on Leiser. They're going to say she cleared out the defender who was trying to box her out to get that rebound. So it'll stay with UV. Second foul here on Macy Leiser. And the first here in the third quarter. It's been a pretty clean game. BG has not been in foul trouble here so far tonight. I probably haven't done a great job of updating you on the foul situation. My apologies there. So we hit 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's a 31-28 lead here for UV, but now Leiser gets a revenge and rips it away, a steal down the right side of the floor. She's going to have to put this team on her back here, I think, in the fourth quarter and either set teammates up for good baskets or score herself like she does there. A three-pointer from NBA range for Leiser. Puts it in. We're going to have a timeout taken here by BG. We're tied at 31. 6:40 to go in the fourth. Macy Leiser for three, and we'll be back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
6:40 to go in the fourth quarter after a deep Macy Leiser three ball. We are tied up at 31 apiece. Leiser now with 18 for BG, and they're going to need some more of that down the stretch here in the fourth quarter. Still nothing from Oneonta. It is halftime there, and Oneonta is losing 24-21 to Seton Catholic, and Graham Wooden has 4 points. I believe he needs five coming into tonight to join the 1,000 career point club, so we are keeping an eye on that for you folks. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter, tied 31-31 between the UV girls and the BG girls. So it's going to be an exciting conclusion down the stretch here between Graham looking to get 1,000 and a great game here tonight in Bainbridge. Kylie George traveled. Okay. UV fans not happy. BG fans elated. She got in, kind of did a jump stop, looked like a travel. She put up the shot. It went down, so UV was excited, but it was a travel. Megan White's going to come back in. Kudos to Emily Hill. Some big minutes off the bench here for UV. She'll head back to the bench at the moment. 6:15 to go in the fourth, knotted up 31 apiece. Across midcourt, Lizer will go to Taylor Parsons, who had a great volleyball year this fall for the BG girls, who made it to the Section 4 Class D championship game. Shot from straightaway for Canestra is no good. The rebound off the foot of Megan White, so it'll stay with BG. Tough break there for UV. Megan did everything right there. The box out was clean, and it just ricocheted off her foot and out of bounds. Tough luck. 6 minutes to go in the fourth. We're tied 31-31. And BG will inbound on the baseline. Oh, they'll throw it away, though. They tried a little alley-oop pass there to Lizer, and it was picked off by Kylie George. She's so athletic, she's just going to go up and get that anytime. Right side of the floor now for Kayla Christian. Back up for Megan White. Left side now for Kylie George. Again, tied at 31 between the UV girls and the BG girls. Bounce pass back to Megan White. Top of the key. Tried to go back to Kayla Christian. She wasn't ready for it. And it goes out of bounds into the BG bench with 5.5 to go in the fourth. So a back and forth boxing match between these two heavyweights tonight. Two teams that are probably right in the middle of the MAC standings at the moment, fighting for those playoff positions. And here is Baldwin. Takes it into the paint. No good. Rebound shot won't go down for McEntee. Again, it's been that kind of night for both teams. Rolled all the way around the rim and then came off. So we stay tied at 31 as we come up on 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Christian for three. Too much mustard on that one. Converse the rebound, and she stamps it home. Converse with 3 points. She's been a monster on the glass. And UV retakes the lead 33-31 with 4:55 to go fourth quarter. BG with the ball once again. They have it right wing side. They're in their own offensive end of the floor. They go back to Baldwin, top of the key. Baldwin, a chest pass to the right side, back for Parsons. Parsons to Canestra, back to Parsons. I think UV is just daring anybody except Macy Lizer to hit a shot and beat them here tonight. Canestra, left side, steps in for a long two, no good. McEntee gets the rebound and is fouled. And she'll head to the line. So she has been great on the glass here tonight. Danielle McEntee, big foul shots coming with 4.5 to go in the fourth. And so both teams getting back to their starting five. UV had rested up. Megan White had rested up Sophie off. And so their starting five is back in. McEntee's first shot, front of the rim, no good. Second shot coming. So again, only six players on this BG team, one senior, two juniors, a sophomore, and two freshmen. McEntee is the sophomore as she hits the second foul shot. She has 3 points. We're back to a one-point game, 33-32 with 4:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Into the paint for Kayla Christian. Now back to Converse, who was right there to finish it off. A good dish, and Converse says, oh yeah, give me that all day. And it's 35-32, so UV maintaining a three-point lead as we come up on 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Right side of the floor here for Parsons. Skips it across. Baldwin dials it up. A three. It's off the back of the rim. Too strong. We know Baldwin's a good shooter. She's had some big games here so far this season, but only 5 points tonight and only connected on 1 3-pointer. 4 minutes to go. Coach Conway trying to fire up the troops. It's a three-point game, and here's a steal, but we'll have a foul at midcourt. Looked like BG was going to have a sprint off to the races there with a breakaway layup, but instead it was a foul. Foul was on McEntee, her third, team's second. Team foul situation, because it's going to be important down the stretch. Two for BG and one for UV. Of course, in the girls' game now, when you get to five, you're automatically shooting two. McEntee to the bench. Looked like she might have got rocked in the face there a little bit on that steal opportunity. So Jordan Parsons, the freshman wearing number 24, steps back in. UV with the basketball going right to left. Here's George into the paint. They'll go back to Converse. She's had the hot hand. Turnaround shot. No, but she's fouled. Jordan Parsons hacked her on the arm. And Claire Converse with 5 points will step in. And this could be big. It's a three-point game right now, 35-32. UV's on top with 3:45 to go in the fourth. So Converse will step in. If you could get this to a two-possession game, that does quite a bit, I think. Because you are always one Macy Lizer three away from maybe tying this game. Converse first shot, swish. Big one there for the junior, Claire Converse. Second shot coming here for Converse. UV leads 36-32. second shot is short on the air ball, actually. Out of bounds, back to BG. So a four-point game. And it's been BG constantly digging out of a hole here tonight. They've done it a couple of other times, but they're running out of time. With 3:40 to go in the fourth, it's a four-point game, and BG wants a timeout. UV leads 36-32. We'll be back in just a few minutes here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
3:38 to go, fourth quarter, 36-32. The score, UV, is on top of BG. We got a good one here, folks. Team foul situation, BG has three, UV has one. So if it continues to stay tight and teams are trying to foul each other, that is the current foul situation. BG with the ball out of the timeout. Here's Macy Leisure at midcourt. Goes to the right side of the floor now, looking for Baldwin. Back up top. Baldwin holding on to it, looking for different options. Shot clock's at 10. They're trying to get Macy Leisure free, and they do. Leisure, top of the key, wants a three. There it is. No, hit the front of the rim, wouldn't go. Taylor Parsons with a big rebound, pulls it back out. They got a fresh shot clock to work with. Leisure thought about a long two, picks up her dribble in a tough spot. Lost it on the baseline, somehow gets it back, goes down low and is blocked. Here comes Kylie George sprinting out, looking for a breakaway layup. Good return defense, passes it off to Megan White, and she is fouled. Good defense by Taylor Parsons to hustle back, but it was a two-on-one, and George made the pass to White, and she was fouled. Big foul shots coming here for the senior Megan White with 2:59 to go in the fourth, and it's a four-point lead currently, 36-32 for UV. White shot and an out. She's frustrated there. Again, 2:59 to go here in the fourth. To lean a little bit to see the new scoreboards here. So sometimes nines look like fours. As a rebound is off the back of the rim, no good there for White. And here comes BG. Celeste Baldwin down. Looks for a right-handed layup, but it won't go. UV with another rebound. So BG just can't buy a bucket down the stretch here. UV trying to maybe put the icing on the cake in this four-point ball game. 2.5 to go in the fourth. I know that seems crazy to say, but it's just been low scoring, and four seems like a big lead at the moment. Make it six. White gets through and throws up a circus shot in the paint and gets it to go. So White now has 13, and it's 38-32. BG needs a bucket, and they need it now on this possession as we come up on 2:15 to go in the fourth. Here's Leisure, tries to take it to the rim herself, banks it off, and it's in. 20 points for Macy Leisure, and it's right back to a four-point game, 38-34. An athletic and great move there from Leisure. So we hit 2 minutes to go in the fourth. We're going to have a foul on UV on Kayla Christian. So the ball goes back to BG once again. Setting a legal screen there, and it was a push. So here's the team foul situation now, BG with four. And UV with two, that's the second personal on Kayla Christian. You can feel the tension here. BG fans want a bucket on this possession. They trail by four. They either want to cut it to two or one. They go back to Canestra. Canestra looking for options. 15 on the shot clock. She's double-teamed, lost control of the ball. Will we have a jump ball? No. White was able to rip it away with 1:40 to go. UV's going to take their time. They lead 38-34. They can really milk some clock here if they want. They go to the right side for Kayla Christian. Kicks it out, and it was tapped out of bounds there by Canestra with 1.5 minutes to go. No matter how this game finishes up, we will have our post-game show with our three awards, offense, defense, and all-purpose, so stay tuned for that. A shot by Sophie off on the inbounds play is no good, but the ball bounces right back out to her. So UV has a fresh 30 to work with. They want to try to use all of it. Here's Kylie George on the right side. Goes to Converse, steps in, fires up a shot, rattles it in. Claire Converse now with 8 points, and it's back to a six-point lead. With a minute to go, UV leads 40-34 here in Bainbridge. Here's Macy Leisure at the top of the key. Crosses over, goes to the right side. Leisure trying to find some room to operate with here. Steps back, wants a long three. It's off the side of the rim, and out of bounds it goes. And Coach Conway's going to take a timeout with 50 seconds to go. We'll step away. It's UV 40, BG 34. Do the Bobcats have anything left in the tank? We'll find out when we come back on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturdays from 6 to 5 and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Some auto dealers focus on sales and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
50 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. It's UV leading a 40-34. BG out of the timeout coming with a full court pressure. UV will get it into Kylie George. They'll sprint down the left side of the floor. They go ahead for Claire Converse. Pulls it back out. Smart move there by UV. Saying, okay, let's pull it out. Let's run some clock. Let's see if BG's going to foul. BG's still looking to go for a steal here. White in front of her own bench is finally fouled with 34 seconds to go. And White will go to the line with UV leading 40-34, trying to pick up a road win here in the MAC. Always a tough place to play at BG. Coach Conway is going to take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. And there's only 34 seconds left here in the game. UV 40, BG 34, will be back on CDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otego is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
34 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Graham Wooden in Oneonta is 1 point away, so he's sitting on 999 for his career. So we're still waiting for that to happen. That might happen during the postgame show. We'll see. Back here, Megan White nails that first foul shot. She's got 14, and UV has one of their biggest leads of the game at 41-34 with 34 seconds left. BG has been able to scratch and claw their way back in, but this might be too much. White goes 2-for-2. She's got 15 points. Leisure quickly back up the floor. A big screen at midcourt. Kayla Christian goes flying. Here's Baldwin for three. It's off the mark. Canestra with a rebound, but she's fouled as she went up for the left-handed layup with 25 seconds to go. And our score, 42-34. The UV Storm are on top of BG. Canestra trying to do everything she can here to make these two foul shots. Maybe Coach Conway might be able to call another timeout, set something up, hope for a steal as Canister gets the first one to go. So Macy Leisure with a game-high 20 points for BG. Right behind her, Megan White with 15 for UV. Second shot, Canestra, no good. Lijer, a rebound. And they're going to call it here. As UV is going to take a timeout, can't see who they called that on. Looked like it was going to be on BG as the players were jockeying for position on the rebound. We're going to step away, 30 seconds, 24 seconds left in this one. UV 42, BG 35. We'll be back on CDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
24 seconds to go here in Bainbridge. The UV girls leading 42-35. Don't let that score fool you. It's been a lot closer than that. 1 to 2 points for most of the game. We had a one-point game at halftime. It's been a good one here tonight. Stay tuned. Tomorrow night we'll have the Delhi boys at Green. That is going to be a phenomenal game and a great way to go pretty much into the Christmas break for a lot of teams. It's going to be a great one tomorrow night. UV trying to hustle the ball around here, stay away from the foul, and finally Megan White is fouled by Celeste Baldwin with 19 seconds left. And White will step to the line here for UV. A lot of these UV players have been around. Kylie George, Sophie Off, Megan White. They've had a lot of losses in this gymnasium to a lot of very good BG teams, so I'm sure this has to feel very good for the ladies from UV tonight, having beaten BG twice so far in this young season. White goes 0 for 2 there, unlike her at the line, but Off with the rebound off the loose change. Passes back out to White, and she's fouled again. So with 15 seconds left, White will go right back to the line for another opportunity. Coach Whitbeck saying, okay, relax, take your time, deep breath. White's first shot is no good, in and out. Has been a tough shooting night for both of these teams, that's for sure. UV has found a way to kind of muscle through this as they lead by 7 here with 15 seconds left. Second shot for White won't go. So she goes 0 for 4 down the stretch here, very unlike her. Here's Lijer back down the floor, stepping out, trying to maybe fire off one last shot. Instead goes to Taylor Parsons. Her shot won't go. Rebound, Canestra, also off the mark. Parsons with a rebound opportunity, puts it in. She's got 6, and that'll do it. 42-37, our final. UV with the victory here tonight over BG in Bainbridge. We'll have our postgame show coming up. We'll hand out our 3 awards, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back one last time tonight here to Bainbridge. Our final, the Unadilla Valley girls capture a 42-37 victory over BG on the road. We'll get you through our scoring summary here, but just real quick, Macy Lijer with the game-high 20 points in the loss tonight for the Bobcats. Megan White pumps in 15 points for the Storm, and Claire Converse adds 8 points and was huge on the boards here tonight for the Storm. So let's go through our scoring summary again. Lizer with 20. This is on the BG side, followed by Taylor Parsons with 6. Celeste Baldwin with 5, 3 apiece for Sarah Canestra and Danielle McEntee for BG. On the other side for UV, 15 points for Megan White, 8 for Claire Converse, 7 for Kayla Christian, 6 for Sophie Off, and 4 for Kylie George, and 2 for Emily Hill. George, only with 4 points tonight, was in foul trouble, but just did a lot of the little things tonight that UV needed to win this ball game. So congratulations to UV winning 42-37 here tonight. Let's do our 3 awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'd like to give that tonight to Macy Leisure. 20 points for BG. Hit the shots that really helped them get back in the game and keep it close. Just didn't have quite enough down the stretch. But 20 points tonight for Macy Leisure. She is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'm going to go with Claire Converse tonight from UV. 8 points, was phenomenal on the boards here tonight. A lot of block shots. I just thought that she was very, very good. So we'll give Claire Converse our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Let's go Megan White tonight from UV, 15 points, did a little bit of everything, up and down the floor, steals, held on to the ball, ran the point, and was just really good tonight for UV. So we'll give Megan White our All-Purpose Award tonight. Again, our final score, UV 42 over BG 37. So again, UV defeating BG 42-37. Don't want to confuse anybody out there. The Storm do pick up the win tonight. And, boy, good game here tonight. Glad that we were able to see it. Again, tomorrow night we will be in Green. It'll be a 7:15 tip-off, our Butler Auto pregame show, about 10 minutes before tip. The Delhi boys will be in town to take on Green. Do not miss that broadcast. Or if you can and the weather's good, head over to Green. You'll be treated to a very, very good game tomorrow night. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We appreciate all Jim's work as our in-game producer. One more game before we take a little bit of a break for the holiday. I don't think we'll do anything Monday or Tuesday next week. And then, of course, we'll have the holiday. And then after Christmas, boy, you name it, I think every school in the area has a Christmas tournament or some kind of holiday tournament. So I think probably over the weekend I'll be sitting down figuring out what we'll be doing for games on the radio, because you have some great options. The Pat Grasso tournament's always good over in Lawrence. You know, Tego girls are up at the Cooperstown tournament. That's going to be great. BG has the Kozalski tournament. I mean, you name it. There's a lot of great basketball that's going to be happening over the next couple of days, week to 10 days. Graham Wooden, before we sign off, folks, has not joined the 1,000 Career Point Club yet. He's sitting on 999 as far as I can see. Yeah, no update out of Oneonta. So I'm sure Graham's going to get it tonight. He needs one more point. So check that out on Twitter and also on WCDOsports.com. We'll be giving Graham a shout-out when he gets that. So the third boy in Oneonta history to join that club when he gets one more basket to go down. So wanted to update that. I thought for sure we'd be mentioning it during the broadcast tonight, and you're probably all hanging on out there. There it is. He just got it, folks. 1,000 points for Graham Wooden just as we're signing off tonight. So congratulations to Graham. All right. Again, our final score here tonight, 42-37, UV girls over BG. I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you tomorrow night here on WCDO.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.